This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
I want to welcome everybody to 30 Minutes with GSW. For today's special meeting, I'm going to be discussing how to honor God. How to honor God. Typically, a lot of us would believe that when it comes to honoring God, we have a very good or solid idea of what it means. But when we look at the scriptures and we look at it critically, we will discover that many of us have been honoring God the wrong way. The things God requires of us, He said to us, He said He didn't require gold, silver, or any other material things from us. He said He requires our life. Now, to live a life of honor in the name of the Lord is not to live in a perpetual state of slavery. There is nothing honorable about subjecting or submitting the body that has given to Jesus Christ to fear or to indebtedness or to sickness or to any other thing that denigrates the person and the glory of God. Let me say that again. This is my body. God says, if I really want to honor Him, I should give my body to Him. So I give my body to Jesus Christ. I give my life to Jesus Christ. I say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I declare to everyone that can hear me that I am born again. In order to ensure that I have an authority, an absolute claim on my status as a child of God, God then gave me an identity. The identity can then be confirmed through the language that I speak, which is speaking in tongues. I became a citizen of Zion. I received a new language. I received a new spirit. So now everything that I require for life and godliness has been given unto me. Now I'm supposed to live like somebody who God dwells in, like somebody who carries the reality of the Spirit of God in him, like somebody who has power, not just because I'm a human being, but because God dwells in me. That is how I am supposed to carry myself. That's how I'm supposed to see myself. That is what honoring God would then lead to. I then begin to act as one who, when people see me, they can see God in me. It is very important because many believers nowadays, when you see them, they are beggarly. When they are praying, they talk to God as if they are not even a part of God or as if God is not a part of them. They act this way because they think that they are honoring God by saying, oh, I'm a sinner. No. Or they think they are honoring God by crying and rolling on the floor. In fact, there was a particular scripture in which a man, Jesus Christ and Jairus were at the temple, and they were observing people that were praying. So the scripture said that a man came and said, I have done this for you. I have done this for you. I have done that for you. And then another one came and he said, ah, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Then Jesus Christ said, the one that was saying is a sinner was the one that was really pleasing God. Don't forget that these people that just was using for example, they were not born again Christians. They were Jews. They were normal human beings who did not have the power of the Spirit of God in them. Many of us who are now born again Christian, we look at that format. And we use that format to pray. We think that God loves those who say, I am a sinner. God loves those who say that they are unworthy. But the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, and the moment you receive the power of God in your life, You have been counted worthy. You have been counted greater than the world, higher than the world. So what does somebody who is higher than the world, what does the person do? When you see somebody who is higher than the world, there is a particular way they behave. The Bible said, and this was clearly stated in scripture, that when Joab went to fight the Jebusites in order to conquer Jerusalem, Joab was the one that went to fight. He was the general of the army of Israel. So the Bible said David was at the palace, sleeping, eating, and doing other duties relating to rulership. But then Joab went to war. Joab conquered Jerusalem. But Joab, in order to honor David, wrote him a letter. He said, "Dear David, dear King David, I have conquered this city. It is going to fall today. I've destroyed everything. We are going to ride royally into this city today as a conquering hero. I don't want to be the one to do it because then they will call it the city that Joab conquered. You are the king. We have done all the work. Just come, ride into Jerusalem so that people can call Jerusalem the city of David. Do you know that till tomorrow, they still call Jerusalem the city of David?" But it wasn't because David conquered Jerusalem. It was because Joab honored David by conquering Jerusalem for him. Look at Joab. Was Joab a coward? Was it somebody that was cowering? Was it somebody that was afraid of his own shadow? Was he not somebody, a man of valor, a man of strength, a man of grace, a man of purpose? But you can see that in the Old Testament. So I'll show you again in the New Testament where this happened. The Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter 8, that there was a man called Philip. The angel of the Lord appeared to Philip and told Philip that, "Philip, join yourself to the chariot of the Ethiopian Enoch." So Philip joined himself to the chariot of the Ethiopian Enoch, and he led the Ethiopian Enoch to Christ. The Bible said, after that, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip to a city called Azotus. When they got to Azotus, Philip ministered to the people. The people gave their lives to Christ. It was written that all of them gave their lives to Christ. But then Joab refused to be the one to dedicate them to the Lord. Joab said, "I'm sending for Peter. I would Peter's will do the honors." You know what they call do the honors? Cut the ribbon. So Peter was the one that did the honors. Peter was the one that then led the whole town of Azotus to Christ, and then they filled them with the Holy Ghost. And that was the way of Philip honoring Peter, showing him that we acknowledge that you are the head of the church, and that these people should be given to you into your hand as fruits of ministry. In today's world, many of us do not know how to honor God. We know that what God desires more than anything are the souls of men. God wants us to win souls. God desires that the gospel is spread all over the world and that people will come into the light of salvation. You tell people that, "Oh, go out for evangelism." A lot of us, we don't do that. We don't honor God with our life just to win one soul for God, to bring somebody into the light. We find it to be very difficult. Some of us are so shy. Some of us are like, "No, I don't want to. People will be looking at me somehow. People will be talking to me somehow. People will be doing this to me somehow." But I just showed you two examples of how people who are full of valor, how they honored their leaders. In fact, there's a third example. Third example was in the book of Daniel. You will see it in the book of Daniel, chapter 5 or 6. When Cyrus, the son of King Darius of Medes and Persia, when he conquered Babylon, he honored his father by presenting Babylon to his father. The father now became king over Babylon and Medes and Persia. You will see it in the Bible. Those who would honor the Lord with the power and the grace God has given unto them. Let me say that again. God gave you the Holy Ghost. God gave you the name of Jesus. God gave you authority. God gave you the power to ascend. God gave you tongues. God equipped you fully with everything you need for life and goodliness. What then are you supposed to achieve with these things? You are supposed to honor God by using everything in your disposal to bring souls to Him. That was how honor, the right kind of honor. Oh, of course, the other, oh, well, bring rice, bring beans, bring one heifer. Okay, bring goats. Okay, bring a sheep without blemish. Bring a lamb. The people think that God delights in the things they can easily afford out of their own money, like Jacob. If God wanted rice, He does not need to fill you with the Holy Ghost for you to give Him rice. People have been giving God rice and beans and money from the time of Moses, even from the time of Abraham. Abraham was offering sacrifices. From the time of Cain and Abel, they were offering sacrifices to the Lord. They were giving God substance, food, money, clothes. They are giving God all these things. It's in the Bible that the people that are not born again honored God with things. People that are not born again, who didn't receive extra power, they honored God with money. People honored God. People built mosques for God. The Bible says Solomon built a temple, and they said they are building it for God. So people who are unbelievers are honoring their gods with things. But what does God want you to honor Him with? When I see sometimes the way people, you know, people will not go out there to minister. And then I try to put some effort personally because I must win souls. So I reach out on social media to a lot of people. And then I will say, oh, for this thing to go wide and fair, all you have to do, retreat. Just let it reach other people. Even if you cannot preach for yourself, you cannot say who it will reach. And the person will then reach out, and then the person will come into the ministry. And then I noticed that even to do that became a problem for people. I was like, we need to win souls. You listen to some messages, you like them. You never can tell. Share them. Oh, register somebody for PSSBC. Let them learn the gospel. Let them grow. I find out that people don't really think it is important to honor God the right way. When they hear honor, they think, let me just give God 1,000 naira. Let me give God 2,000 naira. Has it ever occurred to you that God does not need money? And we talk about missions. There are people that are doing this work. Oh, join them. Support them. What we need to win more that God wants is so. This is the truth. When we build Nema City and finish building the old edifice, we will not put boats inside. It is people that will come there to worship and honor God. When we go for gatherings, if you see us contributing money or giving money, it is not for profit. Everybody will contribute money for hotel, money for this. We will go out, we will go minister. We went to Kogi. I was in a lorry. We've been to so many states all over Nigeria. We just recently went to Ibadan. We've been in Lagos several times. Why do we do this? To bring in those who are suffering, who do not have the life of Christ, to bring them into the reality of Christ, to wean them off their own life, and to introduce them to the milk of the word and the realities of Christ. We honor God by drawing people into the light, out of the darkness. There is nothing more that God wants. All the other things that we give God, even though I'm not saying they're not important, imagine that all everybody wants to give God is money. Will God take the money and win souls for himself? Now, some of us are relatives, our friends, our close colleagues who we know are not born again or do not walk in the light of the Holy Ghost. They are all around us. We never deem it fit to share the gospel with them. We didn't honor God enough to introduce the light to them. We didn't, we felt self-conscious. We felt like it is exposing ourselves or allowing our own personal lives to be exposed by an intrusion on somebody's privacy. You receive the power to heal the sick. Many of us did not bother to pray for the sick. We don't. We think that with other things we can serve the Lord. Of course, there are things that by which we support the gospel. Give God money. But when we give God money, we are building the kingdom. Building the kingdom, but for who? Building the kingdom for who? I'm saying this today because it is important that you understand the things that matter in heaven. Everything will be rewarded, all good works. But there is a crown for soul winners. There is no crown for those who give money the most. Go and check. Oh. There is no crown for those who fast the most. Go and check. Read your Bible the right way. There is no crown for those who claim to be sinners the most, who say, I'm a sinner, I am lowly, I am humble, or those who are fearful. There's no crown for some people. Where the crowns are is where the delight of a believer should be. Jesus was crowned with many crowns. We saw in the book of Revelation, the Bible said he was crowned with a crown and many crowns, and he was called faithful and true. Why? Because he won souls, because he gave up self that men may come into the reality of God. It is very important that as believers we talk to each other about the things that matter. Some of us, we forget so easily that our journey in this life is finite. We forget so easily that our journey in this life, one day we are going to give an account. Please, when you get to heaven, what account will you give? You are going to say, God, I gave you money. God will see all the money you have in your life. I was one that gave it to you. Because Jacob was the first person to promise God things. God did not honor it. Go and check. Genesis 29. He said, if God will bless him, he will give God this, he will give God that. God ignored him. Because everything he would ever become was given to him by God. The Bible says God is rich. He said the cattle on a thousand hills are his. Is it money? Which currency do you want that God will say is broke? Which currency? We shouldn't, because the typical church will say, if you cannot win souls, support the ministry with money. They say, if you cannot go on mission field, throw money at it. And many of us saw that as a convenient excuse to just throw money at God and then preserve our own reality and not think about the souls that are around us that really need help. I speak to you today as a brother who knows the things that matter in the kingdom of heaven. You must know the things that matter, the things that count. At the end of this, of the day, there's only one thing that God and the devil and all the demons and all the angels, there's only one thing that they are fighting over. It is so. God has resources. The enemy also has resources. Every day the enemy is trying to influence souls away from God. Every day God is trying to influence souls to himself. And God and the enemy are both using the instrument of people. God is using you. God is using me. We are the ones that will bring people into the light of Christ. When you bring a soul to God, you have given him more than gold. You've given him more than silver. You have given him more than anything else in this world. You have given him the thing that is most precious to him. And that is what God wants. God wants to be able to say that What's all the equipping that you receive that you're able to make good use of them? Share the gospel of your statuses. Share the gospel of your statuses. Retweet anything relating to the gospel. Share your personal testimonies, your personal experiences of your walk with God. Encourage people who are in distress to reach out so that you can pray for them. Do the things that matter. Apostle Paul left everything, his law practice and everything, and he went about the whole of Europe, traversing north and south, bringing souls into the kingdom. Peter did the same. They know the things that matter. People are bringing money to Paul. Money was sending the money out as relief. He was not becoming a bishop, sitting on people's money, chopping it, getting fat, riding horses and chariots. He could have taken advantage of all the cities. Imagine all the money that will come from all the cities that he ministered to and that the Protestant churches had. But Apostle Paul's eyes was on what matters. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of our God, that you do not allow the grace of God in your life to just to flitter away or to waste. That you know the things that matter, the things that we consider as honor to God. You can honor a man with money. You can honor a man with a house. I remember there was this young man that was playing chess in the slums. He did the work to a point. They heard him. They gave him a house in Abeokuta. He said he gave the house to his parents. They honored him. They recommended him. He received this house. He received this. He received that. The Nigerians will go and sing and encourage you wherever he goes. We honor people with the same thing we honor God with. All these things that we give to God, we also honor people with them. People honor kings with their daughters. They will give their daughter to a king, a whole human being. They say, we are honoring this king. We are giving him our daughter. Marry our daughter. That is our mark of honor. People are giving human beings to fellow men in the name of honor. But what has the Lord required of you? It requires that you win souls, that you bring people into the knowledge of Christ, that you tell them the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you bring those who are captive into freedom. Isaiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. Look at it. He didn't say he anointed me to go and bring him naira, kobo, 5 naira, 10 kobo. Hey, no. Souls. Souls. I live my life for them. It is the truth. I live my life. I honor God in my life by living my life for souls for the kingdom of heaven. I do so because I know that people are not looking at it. Some of us have started growing, having white hair on our head. A few days ago, we were young. We were young, we were sprightly. We can run against the troops. We can scale many walls. We can travel all night. We can do many things without getting tired. Some of us, our children are getting to be as tall as we are now. We are growing. We are growing every day. A time will come. Our time on this plane of reality will be over. We will stand before our Maker. We will stand. We will say, ah, here we are. That's what we will do. And then he will say we should give account. And some people think when we are giving account as believers, that we are giving account of sin. No. They said you are giving account of the works you did. No. Go and read it. The great white throne judgment was not for believers. It was for those who are unbelievers, said they will give account of their works. But the Bema Seat judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, we are supposed to come and give an account of souls. Of what we did with the gospel. Of what we did with the gospel. Because the currency you are giving will determine what to spend it on. God didn't give you dollars. He didn't give you pounds. God gave you the Holy Ghost. He gave you the anointing. He gave you power. So what are you supposed to do with these things? Look at the currency you received. Look at the currency you are bringing back. What you are giving God is far inferior to the things God expects of us. Please listen to me with your spirit. This is a month of honor. The Lord has said to me severally to speak with you this month, especially. We should honor the Lord. Do not be ashamed of this gospel. Let it be your light. When we are together in fellowship, I notice all of us, we cheer each other up, we warm each other up, we are quick to take on cases, to minister. But what about you personally in your space? Personally in your space. I realized that Twitter did something, so they limited how many my exposure on the social media. They limited it. They said they are trying to make money. So every time I make something, they will say, I should pay, I should pay. And I do not mind. It is for souls. I would do it. I would do it. But I didn't really have to pay. If everybody that had ever heard me minister, if they all will say every day, we are going to retreat, this is the gospel we know, and the gospel is true. We are going to retreat. We are going to. It will have to be organic. So Twitter will not force me to pay. But I noticed that I opened a group. Social media had this. People responded by one day, by second day, all of them left it. I opened another one. At the point, I would write on even the free zone. I would say, retreat this thing. At the point, I got tired. I realized that people don't want to do. So, okay, they don't want to minister. Okay, you are ministered. They don't want to publish it. But the Bible says that publish it everywhere. Okay, we are written. Publish. Nobody will publish. Okay, if you don't want to publish Robert Irwin Garrett, can you please publish your own? At least begin to do it where you are, in your own space. Take this gospel seriously. This gospel is your life. This gospel is Christ. It is the essence of Christ. This gospel is the most important thing, more important than the air you breathe in. It is more important than the food you eat. It is more important than all your marital issues and all your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. It is your ticket to eternal life. You have eternal life. But when I say ticket to eternal life, I mean when you get to Christ, what will you give? What will you present? Will you come to him empty-handed? Hey, will you come to your master? Will you come to him empty-handed? Have they not brought the salvation to you? Are you not going to give it to another? Is he going to die with you? The world is in a turmoil. A lot of people do not understand the power of the gospel anymore. Churches are preaching whatever they wanted, trying to get money off people. A lot of people are just doing celebration Sunday. Come and dance. Come and do yippee yippee yo yo. Come and do this. Come and do that. I see them. My heart bleeds. Because if what we know as a ministry, if we really replicated it, we are going to, I believe, I think of 6 p.m. now in A. By October, it should be 5, I believe. We should have. We are growing, but we should have done more. We should have gone farther. I can't imagine that we'll call for PSSBC 210, 220 people will register. By the end of the day, only about 80 or 90 will be able to pay. And no, people are not looking at, are not looking in that direction. They are not looking in that direction to say, hey, we want to do something here. We want to be a part of this thing. I want to make sure that when I get to heaven, it is obvious to all that Christ is at work in me, that Christ is producing heavenly results in me, and that the word of God is coming alive in my heart and in my spirit. It is important. It is this message. Please let it be the most important message I ever preached in your ears all my life. No matter what I've taught in the past about you being a Christian, about the power of God, about the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter what you have benefited at any point in the course of listening to me teach, today's message is the most important. Honor God with souls. This is the one thing he sent his only son to die for. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. He went on to say in another scripture, he said, how shall they hear? How shall they believe if they don't hear? And how shall they hear if somebody does not preach to them? If you don't preach to them, if you do not share the good news, if you do not stand for the gospel, if you do not carry it on your head, it is going to be at the end of the day, we will have run a race. But we don't have run it the way Christ ran it. Christ lived for souls. Every miracle he did for souls. Every time he went for souls. I'm praying for you today that the power of the Holy Spirit that is upon you will speak forth mightily, and that the burden for souls will come upon you, that you will be able to implicate yourself in Christ more and more by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is my prayer for you, and it is a prayer that I know God really would desire that comes to pass in your life. You will not go back to your master empty-handed. You would go to him with nations that you have won in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If you are blessed, please submit and shout, Glory!
Glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.